Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Welcome to episode 16 of HER, the podcast all about women. Oh my goodness, it's the naked truth about women, her mind, her body, and her life. Oh, today we're going to be talking about what? Feeding your face? How in the heck do you feed your face with Dr. Jessica Wu? This is going to be terrific. And hey, this episode of HER is made possible by our friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, please go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode to rate this podcast and review us. We really welcome your thoughts. All right, it's time for HER.
HER, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life.
It's all about HER.
And on this episode, we're going to be talking about how to feed your face. Now, our expert is celebrity dermatologist, Dr. Jessica Wu. She's a cosmetic dermatologist in Los Angeles, California. Where else, right? Where she has practiced for the last 20 years. She's a graduate of Harvard Medical School, an assistant clinical professor of derm at USC School of Medicine. She frequently lectures at national and international medical conferences, and her first book, Feed Your Face, Younger, Smoother Skin, and a Beautiful Body in 28 Delicious Days, is an easy-to-follow beauty and diet guide for everyone who wants to have a better complexion. She's also got quite the little red carpet clientele here, and she'll be telling us more about that as well. What's really important is that this is a brand new twist on all things taking better care of your skin. Jessica, welcome to HER podcast.
Thank you, Dr. Peake. Happy to be here.
All right. So, feed your face. Where in heaven's name did you get this idea? I have your book in my hands, and it is just fabulous. And I'm just sitting there just literally, hungrily eating it all up because it's a brilliant idea. As you know, I'm a Pew Scholar in nutrition, so yes. Needless to say, it's my sweet spot. And oh my goodness gracious, I just love this. So tell
us. Well, you notice there's that wine and chocolate on the cover.
Oh yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
So it's not about depriving ourselves. You asked where I came up with the name of the book, and I would have to credit my patients for the name of my book because 25 years ago, over 25 years ago now, when I was in medical school, we were taught in our nutrition courses that a poor diet is linked to conditions like heart disease and diabetes and obesity, and we learned about various rare nutritional deficiencies, but we never were taught, at least I wasn't, I don't know if you were, but we were never taught about how your diet affects your largest organ, which is your skin. So I started my medical practice, and I had my handy prescription pad out, and I would do what I was taught in medical school, which is to write prescriptions to my patients for their various skin afflictions, whether it be acne or skin rashes or for anti-aging. And over again, I would hear from patients that, you know what, Dr. Wu, thank you for the prescription, but this is what I think really affects my skin. When I eat this, this happens. When I don't eat this, that happens. And so I started keeping little notes in a notebook, and pretty soon that became a book. And so I developed a following of patients whom I was able to treat by tweaking their diet, and in many cases, I could wean them off of prescription medication.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, what I love here is, I think we're hearing more and more about diet and skin, much more so than we've ever done before. I remember for years and years, all anyone ever really said was drink a lot of water. That's it.
That's right.
Just keep yourself hydrated, right? Isn't that
what
you heard?
Yes, that's right. And it turns out that there is a very interesting link between hydration and your gut and your skin, because we used to think that many conditions were genetic, like psoriasis or acne or eczema rashes, or even aging. We used to think they were genetic. And now the more recent research shows that many of these conditions, skin conditions and other conditions, are related to inflammation. And what contributes to inflammation? Your diet. And along with that, not only what you eat, and we can talk about specific foods later, but also what you drink or don't drink. And I speak from experience, because my staff used to call me the desert rat, because they would never see me drink water. How is it, Dr. Wu, that how can you survive? How can you stand up for 12 hours a day and not drink water? I just never liked the taste of water, and I had arthritis, and I had eczema rashes and acne and all sorts of conditions. And when I started reading the research about skin and about the gut and digestion, I thought, well, there's got to be some sort of link. And sure enough, what I was seeing in my patients has in recent years been substantiated to the research, and that is that if you do not drink enough water, then your digestion slows down, and that may increase inflammation in your gut, which then shows up in your skin in terms of aging, wrinkles, your collagen being broken down, in terms of skin rashes like eczema, psoriasis, hives, and also in terms of adult acne, which many women suffer from. So I recommend drinking half to 1 ounce of water per pound of body weight a day. So that's what I tell my patients.
I think that's a brilliant idea. Isn't that funny? You and I are the same. I swear I was the direct descendant of a camel. It's like water. What water? I'm also an athlete like you. And so I oftentimes would, drink out of necessity. You know, obviously, if you've just run 5 miles or whatever, you're obviously thirsty. But when I wasn't doing that, I just found that, I was getting an F- in keeping up with just normal hydration until I started getting more creative. I like lemon water, for instance, but I like fruit-infused water. And so I got one of those beautiful fruit infusion contraptions. And I just constantly have some floating fruit in it. Could be anything from berries to watermelon to combinations thereof. And then I have water that way. Plus, I get all the fresh fruit, taste. I mean, it's very subtle, and some minerals and extra vitamins as well. I'm also a tea person, like you. And I think that it's important to be creative about what kind of teas really work well for you. So now that we understand that diet most definitely affects the skin, so I'm going to ask you, here it is. I know that all the women out there in her podcast land are going, okay, what are the top 5 foods for healthy, beautiful skin?
Well, number one on the list would have to be tomatoes, and specifically cooked tomatoes. And that's because tomatoes contain a high concentration of an antioxidant called lycopene, which has been shown to fight sunburn and sun damage. And it's not just tomatoes, because I know some of my patients who are struggling with autoimmune or other inflammatory conditions, they want to avoid nightshade vegetables, so they avoid tomatoes. But all red and pink fruits and vegetables, including red peppers and guava and watermelon, contain this antioxidant. Lycopene is most easily absorbed when tomatoes have been cooked or processed. So if possible, I recommend having tomato paste or sun-dried tomatoes, sprinkle sun-dried tomatoes on your salad, or tomato soup or tomato sauce. In fact, and this is not just something that's been shown in the lab. What they've done, researchers have taken volunteers who have been volunteered to be sunburned, and they fed them 2.5 tablespoons of tomato paste with 2 teaspoons of olive oil every day for 4 weeks. And after 4 weeks, they were sunburned 20% less when they were put under a sun lamp. After 10 weeks, they had 40% less sunburn. So that's pretty powerful. I'm not saying that tomatoes will replace sunscreen, but if you live in a sunny climate, if you enjoy being outdoors, even in the winter, you can get sun. So if you enjoy being outdoors and you find that you're diligent with sunscreen, but still you get color or you get burned, then this is an extra layer of protection.
So is this, you know, like one serving a day? I mean, how much do you need to be able to make this work? What did they use in the clinical experiment?
And in the clinical trial, they used 2.5 tablespoons of tomato paste. And
wow, that's not much.
I'm sorry?
That's not much. That's
no,
fantastic.
No, it's not. It's not, no. And it can easily be incorporated into sauces or soups or juice. But it should be consumed with a healthy fat because lycopene is a fat-soluble substance, so it's most easily absorbed when it's incorporated with olive oil or avocado or another healthy fat to help your body absorb it even more. You could even have pizza or Bloody Mary. Just get your tomatoes.
Wait a minute. Did you say Bloody Mary? Just a moment, please. I have to put my order in right now.
Either virgin or not, depending on your inclination.
Wait a minute now. You're no fun. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So tomato, isn't that interesting? That is just so fascinating. I think a lot of people thought out there, you know, you were going to just do the old, you know, drink a lot of water and, you know, eat a bunch of vegetables. But tomatoes, how powerful is that? Amazing. How about the next one? Okay, we're talking about the top five foods for healthy, beautiful skin. Tomatoes was number one. Keep going.
And number two would be green tea. If you have any dark patches or uneven pigmentation on your skin, because green tea, as you mentioned before, you're a tea person, green tea has been shown to protect your skin against sunburn and sun damage, which leads to blotchy pigmentation, whether you have melasma, which can be a hormonal condition where you get, some people call it the mask effect on your cheeks and your nose, or whether you have a lot of freckles or whether you have larger sunspots. Some people call them liver spots, but they really don't have anything to do with the liver, but any sort of discoloration can be improved if you protect your skin from UV damage. And green tea, both. Now, this is interesting. It's not just drinking green tea, but in fact, studies have shown that applying green tea directly to the skin can help soothe your skin even after a burn. So say this winter you go skiing and you forget to wear sunscreen because you think it's the sun's not as strong and you get a burn, make some green tea, cool it down, and apply that as a compress on your skin. Because even after the fact, green tea can help, those antioxidants can help to fight the damage to your skin.
Can you just use green tea anyway on your skin just as a preventative? Or
does it have to be more of a treatment? You can. It's probably going to be more effective if you use a cream that contains green tea, because the creams have been formulated to help the antioxidants penetrate your skin. But yes, absolutely, in a pinch, making some green tea and wringing out a washcloth in some cold green tea will help to soothe your skin, reduce inflammation, and help to fight the sun damage that you accumulate throughout the day. It's a great antioxidant.
So you just put it on for, what, 5 minutes or a couple minutes?
So brew some green tea, let it cool, put it in the fridge, so you want it to be cold, and then wring out a thin washcloth or handkerchief in the green tea and apply it over your face onto clean, dry face for 5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. I know that. See, I'm writing all this down. Okay. I'm not screwing around here. I want to understand. This is amazing. And I know that everyone out there is doing exactly the same, because this is such simple and straightforward strategizing about your skin. And you didn't have to go out there and, spend $1 million on, as you put it, everything. You know, I think most women could fill a Sephora store with the stuff they've picked up over time. And these are such beautiful, simple ways to do it. All right. What are the top five foods for healthy, beautiful skin? We've got tomatoes, green tea. What's the next one?
Next one, green and yellow vegetables. Because studies have shown that those who eat more green and yellow vegetables, like green peppers like squash, your leafy greens, your kale, your spinach, those individuals have fewer wrinkles on their face, especially around their eyes, so fewer crow's feet. And we don't know why that is. This was an observational study, so we can't explain why that was, and I can't give you an exact dose, but we think that it's likely due to the higher concentrations of antioxidants in green and yellow vegetables. And antioxidants, we hear about them a lot in skin products, but it's also important to feed your skin from within. So make sure that in addition to using creams with antioxidants or putting your green tea on the surface of your skin, that you're eating high antioxidant-containing foods, because that will fight the effects of not just UV or sun exposure, but also stress can cause free radicals that break down your collagen. Pollution, if you live in an urban environment or you do a lot of driving and commuting, you're exposed to pollution that can break down the collagen in your skin too, so you need to protect the collagen from that. Another food I am a huge fan of is green beans for healthy hair and nails.
Yay, I love green beans.
Green beans are delicious. I keep them around. I blanch them and keep them in the fridge and put them in Ziploc baggies, and they make a wonderful snack. They're high in a naturally occurring element called silicon. And I'm talking about silicon, not silicone that's found in some breast implants, but silicon is an element that's found in the earth. And those who take silicon supplements have stronger bones as well as stronger hair and nails. So look for green beans, especially organic green beans, which retain more silicon from the soil.
Oh, and how lastly, fabulous. You know, a lot of women, just want to run out there and just scarf up some biotin, right, as supplements for their hair and nails. And here you have something as simple as a natural green vegetable, the green beans, which can give you not only stronger hair and nails, but also bones. So for all of you at high risk for osteopenia and osteoporosis, whoa, this is a fabulous way to go. I love this idea. Okay, what's number five?
And number five is fish. This is fish, and we've all heard of the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids for heart health. Well, it turns out that a certain type of omega-3 fatty acid, DHA, commonly found in cold water fish, they're natural anti-inflammatory, and they have been shown to help with those who suffer from either teenage acne or adult acne, as well as eczema, rashes, and psoriasis, and even just plain dry skin. Omega-3 fatty acids may help to decrease oil production if you're on your face, if you have acne conditions, and they help to soothe your skin if you have rashes. So I always recommend, if you're a fish eater, cold water fish like salmon, mackerel, or sardines, anchovies. If you're not a fish eater, look for an algae oil supplement, because the algae and fish have that DHA, omega-3 fatty acids.
Excellent. Well, you know, when I'm looking at these top five foods for everyone out there for healthy, beautiful skin, tomato, green tea, green and yellow vegetables, green beans, and fish, I start thinking about, well, if those are the good foods, what are the bad ones? So what are the worst foods for your skin?
Well, my pet peeve is actually not a food, but a drink. And I think one of the most evil foods for your skin is a sweetened blended coffee drink. I think those, we all know those delicious, this is pumpkin spice season, those delicious sweetened coffee drinks that are so creamy and delicious, but they're so creamy and delicious because they have a lot of sugar and a lot of milk. So many of them resemble dessert more than they do coffee. Some studies are linking dairy with certain inflammatory skin conditions. Dairy can make adult acne or teenage acne worse. It's been shown to make some other skin conditions worse, such as Some people with eczema are very sensitive to dairy. And even organic milk products. Sometimes people think, oh, I'll order this coffee drink, and I know they use organic milk, but it contains cow hormones that may interact with your skin in a harmful way. So because of the dairy and also because of the sugar, many sweetened coffee drinks have more fat and sugar than a candy bar. So we know that sugar is very inflammatory. Sugar gets broken down into glucose molecules that attack our skin's collagen and elastic tissue. And that's the last thing you want to do if you're trying to keep your skin as plump and youthful as possible, because those sugar molecules make your collagen and elastic fibers in your skin hard and less flexible. So if you want to hang on to your collagen, if you want plump, smooth skin with better elasticity, then you've got to step away from the sugar and avoid those sweetened, sugar-sweetened coffee drinks.
Well, let me ask you a very quick question. Other than the fact that you're spending $25.95 for each one of those drinks, and you're going broke doing this, I really hear you loud and clear about the sugar. Needless to say, you know my work, and so I'm a nutcase about the refined and processed foods out there, including sugar, sucrose. But, you know, with dairy, yogurt's fine, right? So it's not all dairy, or would you?
Well,
what are you saying about dairy?
Yeah, it's a balance. It's a balance because it depends on, that's why it's hard to make a blanket statement. In general, dairy can be inflammatory, but there are some conditions that could be helped by yogurt, because yogurt, if you're going to have dairy, yogurt and other fermented dairy products are better than the milk because they have other benefits. They have the healthy bacteria, the probiotic bacteria that help to...
Right.
Repopulate your gut with the good stuff, the good germs.
Okay, excellent. Now, you have two more worse foods for your skin here.
Yes.
I raised my eyebrows at one especially, so go for it. We've got the blended coffee drinks that are sweetened and nasty and cost $25.95. All right, so what about the other ones?
Another one would be energy bars or so-called protein bars. And I say so-called because some of them have more sugar, more fat than they do have protein. So these tend to be highly processed. Now, there are some, to be fair, there are some where you can actually see a nut or a seed or a piece of dried fruit in them. And those are better than the ones that look like a brick or Play-Doh. So if you are going to have one of these bars, and I get it, I know when I'm running from one office to the other, it may not be practical or feasible to sit down and have a meal, but if you are going to have one of these bars, choose one where you can see the ingredients and make sure to read the label, make sure that it does have protein. If it says it has protein, it should have more protein than sugar and fat. So also if you suffer from adult acne, or if you suffer from eczema rashes, check to see whether they contain whey protein, because whey protein is derived from dairy, and your skin may be sensitive to dairy. So look for protein bars that have another source of protein.
Excellent. And what's your third?
Worst skin offender is vinegar. And the reason for that is that many people have a condition called rosacea, or if you have a tendency to flush or blush, or if you have sun damage that's causing red patches on your nose or cheeks, or if you have dilated veins, those capillary veins that stand out on your face, vinegar can worsen all of that. And that's because vinegar contains histamine, which increases blood flow to your face, and that can aggravate any redness, swelling, and blotchiness. And watch out for hidden vinegar, because that's added to a lot of foods like snack foods, like chips or salad dressing, pickles. A lot of times it's mixed in with sushi rice. You think, oh, I'm having brown rice, and I'm having my omega-3 fish. I'm going to have sushi. But watch for the vinegar if you have a tendency to flush or if you have rosacea rashes. So may want to stick to an herb-infused olive oil and skip the vinegar.
Well, you know, you mentioned yogurt before and interesting benefits from it. You also mentioned in the book there are some effects of certain foods that would actually surprise us. So yogurt, you mentioned, was great for as a probiotic, for instance. It's also a good source of, healthy protein. What else does it do?
Well, believe it or not, yogurt can help control dandruff. And that's because we used to think that dandruff was due to dry skin. And so if you have dry skin, you don't want to wash your hair that much. And so many of my patients with dandruff would only wash their face, wash their hair once a week, and their dandruff would get worse. So it turns out that dandruff in many cases is not due to dryness. It's actually due to oily scalp. And the reason you see that flaking is that there is a yeast that lives on all of us, on our scalps, called Pittosporum ovale. And it's a type of harmless yeast. Normally it's harmless, but when it overgrows, when your skin chemistry changes and it overgrows, it starts to feed on your scalp oil and dead skin on your scalp, and that's what causes the flaking.
Okay, so yogurt for dandruff.
Yes, because it controls, it repopulates your system with good bacteria and helps to control the bad bacteria.
Now, you mentioned water was excellent. We also mentioned that it's great for acne. What about kiwi?
Well, kiwi is very high in vitamin C. We always think about oranges or orange juice or just popping a vitamin C tablet. But in fact, kiwi contains more vitamin C than oranges, plus it's lower in sugar, which is better for your skin, lower in the fruit sugar. So I recommend if you want to address fine lines and wrinkles, if you want to keep your skin as firm and elastic as possible, to eat kiwi. That's because vitamin C is essential for making strong collagen and elastic tissue. It's what we call cofactor for building collagen in your skin.
I love this. This is absolutely fabulous. Now, as we're kind of wrapping this up, I mean, I could be on here for hours with you because you are a fount of knowledge. And I know that our little eyebrows... the ones that haven't been Botox to death, are just going up and down, going, oh my gosh, what else can I be doing? Well, you also talk about applying foods topically to your skin, and you mentioned two in particular, berries and coconut oil. Can we start with coconut oil?
Sure. Coconut oil is one of my favorites. A lot of my patients use coconut oil for many different parts of their skin. What I like about coconut oil is that it's not messy. It's at normal room temperature. It's a semi-solid, so it's easy to scoop out of the jar. And once you rub it onto your skin, it melts on contact with body temperature. So then it just melts into your skin. And plus, I just love the feel of it. What's nice about coconut oil is that it can be used for many different parts of your skin. For example, if you have cracked or chapped lips, sometimes I'll have people get a little sample container or tin and just scoop some coconut oil into that. You also don't have to worry about if you're licking your lips, how much of this lip balm am I ingesting? A lot of people are conscious about that, how much they're consuming. So coconut oil is completely, food-grade coconut oil is completely safe to consume. You can keep a tub of it in your shower. I keep a tub in my shower. I use it to shave my legs with. I put a little bit on the ends of my hair as a conditioner. You can also use it afterwards, after your shower, as an all-over body moisturizer. And a lot of people cook with
it. Is there a particular kind that you like?
I recommend the extra virgin food grade coconut oil.
Okay. and food grade. Excellent. And what about berries? What kind of berries? What am I supposed to be putting on my face?
Well, berries are high in antioxidants, and there's a specific ingredient called ellagic acid, which is it's a compound antioxidant that is found in raspberries, strawberries, and cranberries. And this compound, ellagic acid, has been shown to fight wrinkling as well as discoloration due to sun damage. This is very new research, so it's not yet available in skin creams. But many of my patients who would prefer to use all-natural products on their skin, they will mash up some berries and apply it like a mask. So I predict you'll be starting to see more ellagic acid or berry-containing topical creams in the near future.
I think that that's fabulous. You know, the other thing, too, is when you mentioned vegetables as well, you know, when we're ingesting the green and yellow and the rest of it, we're looking at berries. One thing people need to keep in mind is that the highest level of antioxidants occur in those fruits and vegetables that have the deepest colors. So, you know, the last thing you want to do is reach for iceberg lettuce. This is not where we're going. It's more like the kale or spinach and that type of green. And then finally, oh my God, do you have any home remedy treatments using food-based ingredients? Like, give us an example.
Yes, yes. So one of my favorites for bedtime is a soothing lavender toner. So you can you get a pitcher or a large bowl and put in some water. You can put in some green tea, some lavender flowers, some lavender essential oil, and a couple drops of vegetable glycerin, which you can find at the drugstore or grocery store. Mix it all up in a spray bottle and mist yourself. That'll help perk up your skin if you have dry skin. I also recommend misting yourself before you go to bed, because lavender, not only is it anti-inflammatory to soothe your skin, but the lavender fragrance has been shown to help promote good quality and deeper sleep.
Oh my God, I love that. And plus, I love the way lavender smells. What's another one?
Another one is a carrot eye mask to help firm that delicate skin around the eyes. Carrots are high in beta carotene, which is what makes carrots orange, and it's a nutrient that's converted into retinol when it's placed on the skin. Of course, it's not going to be as strong as a prescription Retin A, but if you have sensitive skin or you want to do a quick all-natural mask, I recommend whisking 2 egg whites and combining it with a tablespoon of finely shredded carrots. You can kind of mix it together with a fork and lie down. Make sure you have a towel on your bed or your sofa, because it gets a little messy, but lie down and apply the egg white carrot mask around and under your eyes and let it dry for 20 minutes and wipe off with a cool, damp towel.
Oh, my God. This I could do. No question about it. What about my tootsies? What about my feet? What can
your
I do for
feet.
Them?
Well, you know, our feet are something we spend so much time talking about. Our faces, our poor little ignored feet. So I always try to remember to pamper my feet. And I am a fan of candy, even though I try to stay away from sugar. I love peppermint patties. And so one of my favorite foot scrubs is a peppermint patty foot scrub. So get some coarse sea salt. Mix it with some cocoa powder and a little bit of minced fresh mint and a few drops of peppermint essential oil. Mix that all together in a bowl. Soak your feet for 10 minutes in warm water to soften the dead skin, and then take the sea salt cocoa mint mixture scrub and scrub your feet, concentrating on your heels, your ankles, wherever you have calluses, where you have dry skin, where you have wherever you have cracks in your skin. It's a wonderful foot scrub. Your feet will feel cool and tingly, and plus it smells delicious.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm laughing here, too, because, you know, for years I was a peppermint patty fanatic. I was just running around, and that was one of my favorite go-tos. I love the smell of peppermint as well. Oh, my gosh. I'm not even kidding you. All right, everyone, we have been talking about how to feed your face. literally feed your face beautiful. And we've been talking with cosmetic dermatologist, Dr. Jessica Wu. And Jessica, you also have your own skin line, right?
I do. I have my own skincare line that's available at drjessicawu.com. And that was my first line. I had a second line that was at Costco for the past 2 years, and we've sold out. And I will soon be consulting with a very well-known personality on her new skincare line. That will be announced next month.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. So when we get off the podcast, you're going to have to whisper it in my ear.
I will.
Definitely. So we've been talking to Dr. Jessica Wu. Please go to her website, drjessicawu.com. The title of her book, oh, my gosh, this thing is just absolutely your resource. Feed Your Face, Younger, Smoother Skin, and a Beautiful Body in 28 Delicious Days. Thank you, Dr. Wu, for being on the Her podcast. Hey, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please take 30 seconds and rate this podcast on iTunes. Why? Because we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And that happens when you take the time to rate it. While you're at it, can you leave us a review as well? Just remember, we read these things, especially my mother. I do too. We're sensitive people, so make it good. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. And you could also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and please stay well.